anticipation of the greater well-being that will come from the successful completion of whatever it is you're doing that the person has complimented you on. Now, the importance of the source is obvious there in two ways. Number one, the individual has to be honest and sincere in your eyes. You have to believe that he is honest and sincere for the compliment to have any meaning to you, because if you think he's lying, then how could it be an accurate progress report? And secondly, you have to respect that individual from the standpoint that you believe that he really understands what it is you're trying to accomplish, no matter how honest and sincere he might be. If he is judging you from a different set of standards from your own, then of what value is the compliment? In fact, as I mentioned before, if he says you're all right, then maybe you better re-examine your life and see what it is you're doing wrong that this guy would think you were doing all right, if that's how you look at this person. So you want to be sure that that individual understands what it is you think you're going to accomplish by what you're doing and is complimenting you from that standpoint. And I'm sure you've received many compliments in your life that have been very, very empty as you looked at the source and recognized that that individual was living in an entirely different world and couldn't have the faintest consideration of what it is you were trying to accomplish and was complimenting you for something that was not a part of your goal in any way whatsoever. But of course, you can't. Even though you are the final judge, you are the only one with a subjective understanding of reality that you have, you can't judge yourself objectively at all times. You do make judgments to yourself, obviously, all the time. You do determine whether or not you're on the right track. And self-esteem, as I pointed out in session two, is the same kind of progress report. The realization on the individual's part that he is doing what it is he wanted to do. He is carrying out his plan well, and he feels that happiness is awaiting him at the completion of these acts. And on the way, he is proud and happy of what he is doing and the kind of life he is living. But there are subjective difficulties because your perception is not perfect. And this is compounded in this particular case by just being tied up in the middle of these particular problems that you're trying to view. It's the platitude of trying to see the forest for the trees, of being able to stand back from yourself and look at yourself impersonally without the desire to see this thing through and so forth, influencing your decision of whether or not you're doing it rightly or wrongly. So what is wanted, of course, is some kind of an individual that can stand outside of yourself, view you impersonally, and yet at the same time be viewing you from your own standards, from your own judgment of reality as it is. That person who could look at you and say that, I know exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish, and I can tell you that you are doing it. Then a compliment, the approval, would be as meaningful as it could possibly be. Well, a recognition of this, I think, brings us to a recognition of the ultimate goal, the ultimate relationship that can exist in the world between two individuals, that there is a person who can provide greater well-being for you than any of the others, those that you like, those that you cherish, and so forth, that this individual is in a position to provide a greater enhancement to your life than any other individual might be. Now, all of this is not to say that there is only one individual in the world out of those 3 billion. If you don't find that one, you're done, brother, and sunk, and so forth. That is not. So let me set that aside for the moment, and we'll come back to that possibility later. But the recognition that there are individuals, or at least one individual, who is uniquely qualified to give you the happiness you seek in life. And one important way is in this matter of being able to look at you from outside yourself and judge you from your standards, but with the objectivity of someone who is not standing in the middle of you. And that individual can look at you and say, I know who you are. I understand what you're trying to accomplish because this is how I view reality too. This is what I see as being meaningful to accomplish. I recognize what it is that you are trying to bring about. I recognize what it is you're doing. And as I view you from outside yourself, without being mixed up in your own desire and your own personality difficulties, whatever they may be, I can view you from outside, and I want you to know that, yes, you are right. I hereby confirm what you're doing. I am telling you that I can see you from outside yourself, and you are doing what it is you want to do, because I understand both what it is you want to do and whether or not you're doing it. And I thereby confirm the rightness of your actions. I am saying to you, you are right. And, of course, all of this would be summed up in three words. I love you. And this would be the meaning of those words, because the individual would, of course, be what I call the objective you. The objective you is the individual who is outside yourself, clearly objective from that standpoint, but judging you from your standards, because that individual's standards are so close to your own. That individual's view of reality is so close to yours that understanding